Hello, hello. I always have to say hello, hello. I don't have to say hello, hello. I just start talking because I often download this to a podcast where it starts recording. And if you don't say anything, then there's just this awkward silence. So here we are. Okay. Hey, hello guys. Welcome. Get in here. Let's see if we're I am not showing up on Facebook yet. Let's see. Let's just, I'll wait. I'll wait and see. Get any notifications. Join me. Who's on? Hey, Facebook is here. Okay, welcome. I did not get a notification on Facebook. My Facebook's not a fan of me so much. I'm getting squashed so heavily on that page. All right, let's see. Am I on anyone on YouTube? Anyone on YouTube? And I know I'm on Rumble, guys. I'm on Rumble now. I'm doing a live on Rumble. Hello, Leonard from Massachusetts. New York in the house. VD Elizio. I love that. Lori, hey, how's it going? Mary, hello. Okay, guys. Hello. Hello, hello. Now, okay, YouTube. Hey, YouTube. What's up? Hey, what's up, Brent? All right. Okay, now people are joining. All right. Now it's getting real. Now it's happening. Okay. So I'm sure trolls are going to hit this page, guys. So just be prepared for it. They have literally been sent to my page to do what they do. So this isn't the first time that's ever happened to me. I'll just talk about it. I did a post a few days ago after the whole Target debacle craziness. They had a Satanist design some clothing, and put it in their stores, and they've got trans clothing for little kids and bathing suits, that have bulges in them when women don't have bulges. And all sorts of just woke leftist propaganda all over their stores. And listen, I don't shop there, okay? I haven't shopped there since they started letting dudes into the women's dressing room where my daughters changed. So I'm like, you know what? This place isn't for me. They just don't. They're not for me. I'm not participating, because this is America and I have the right to choose where I shop and spend my money. And I just said, I'm not going there anymore. So I haven't been. I don't go. But then, you know, they're like, let's push it more. Like, let's just shove it down everybody's throat and, you know, make kids, you know, they're pushing this stuff on kids now. Children, okay, let kids be kids, okay? Kids don't talk sexuality, so stop it. Stop it. And people that are trying to sexualize children, they're the weirdos, guys. They're the ones that need help. They're sick in the head if you're trying to sexualize children. Children are just kids, okay? They just play. They go outside and they play. They collect bugs. They look at butterflies. They throw baseballs. They throw footballs. They jump on trampolines. They braid hair. They play, okay? They're not talking about their gender and all this other junk that adults are trying to push on them. Okay. So yes, I have a problem when you're trying to push stuff that kids mentally, just so you know, your brain isn't fully developed till you're 25 years old. So you're trying to push concepts on a child that they literally cannot comprehend it because their brain is not fully developed. So why are you doing this? Okay. So I have a problem with that. And I'm allowed to have a problem with that. And if you've got an issue with me having a problem with that, I don't care. I don't care. Go ahead and harass me, threaten me. Guys, I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? I've had death threats. I've had it all, okay? You come into my page, blah, blah, like it's not going to do anything, okay? This life is temporary. I'm living for eternity. This is so, the world is so screwy right now. Right is left, left is right, up is down. Wrong is right. It's so backwards. And do you think for a second that I care that you don't like that I won't shop at your store? If you want to shop at your store, shop at your store. I'm not going to stop you. Okay? If you want to push that junk on your children and rob them of their innocence, that's your choice. But I'm not doing that. I'm not participating. And no, it's not inclusive. You're not being inclusive. Stop with the inclusive talk, okay? Where's the line drawn on inclusivity? Do we just include murderers? Do we include pedophiles into this group? Because that's where you guys are heading. Let's just call it out, right? Let's just call it out. So, I mean, where's the line drawn on inclusivity? When you come and try to rob my children of their innocence, I'm not including you. You're not included. You're not part of the group. Sorry. And if that hurts your feelings, I don't care. I don't care. Well, that's not very Christ-like. Well, you know what? I bet you the people that were selling all sorts of junk inside the temple, that were trying to make money and take advantage of the temple, I bet you that they probably thought when Jesus walked into the temple and started wheeling a whip and flipping over tables and who knows what he said. I bet you those people were like, you know what? He's not being inclusive. He's not including us. We want to sell stuff here. You should just include us in your father's house. You should stop. I'm not including. And I don't care. And this is the problem. We care too much. These people are rabid, okay? Go look at the profiles that have... You open up these profiles, they are like full-on Satanists, okay? With Satan images and bizarre, dark stuff. I know exactly where this is coming from because this is not a physical battle that we're in. It's a spiritual battle. I know who I'm up against and I know who wins, okay? So I don't care. I know the end of all of this. I know how it all ends. And it doesn't go well for you. It doesn't go well for you. So that's what I got to say. Because I'm like, okay, go ahead and troll me. Go ahead. I'm still not shopping at your store. And it's amazing to me that you're so upset about it. We want you to shop at our store. No. What are you going to do? I'm not. Okay? And I'm going to protect my kids. And I'm not going to push this junk on them. I'm not doing it. And it's not inclusive. It's not, you're not being inclusive. Stop it. Stop. I don't care. Once you stop caring about what the world thinks about you, it's incredibly liberating. I mean, you can laugh about it. I'm able to do comedy about this stuff because I don't care what the world thinks. I was specifically told that the world will hate me, that they will hate me, that they'll want to kill me, that they'll do everything they can to try to ruin me. I was told that. And I'm still going because I know how the story ends. So I don't care. I don't care. And once you stop caring, you're truly free. You're truly free. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. I will continue to do satiric videos calling this junk out. And you can try to demonetize me and deplatform me. Do you know what? God still provides. Do you think for a second I'm going to be like, oh no, I don't. Because God has met my need every single time. Every single time. Oh, you talk to the guy. What do these people say? These Satanists, these atheists, they're like, daddy in the sky. That's your cute little phrase. You talk to your imaginary daddy in the sky. Do you guys all get together and like write this? Are you like, let's call him imaginary daddy in the sky. And then let's go and like, let's post it on all the conservative sites. Like, is that what you do? It's very clever. It's cute. But hey, he's real. You can't tell me and you can never take from me the encounters that I've had. You can't. care. Okay? When you have an encounter with God, when you find the truth, then nothing, it just shake you anymore. Like, it doesn't, okay, my God is real. And my God is more powerful than your God. And in the end, when all is said and done, my God wins. So do you think for a moment I'm worried? For a moment I'm panicked? I'm not. Now, I'll be honest, when I first started all this, when I got like some legit stuff I had to call the police on, like there was like, oh my gosh, like this is real. Like these people are psychos. Like they're crazy. I had a moment where I was like, do I just shut up? Do I just like not talk anymore because I'm scared or because I don't want anything to happen to people I love? And that's where the fear comes, but I know where fear is coming from. Fear doesn't come from God, right? The author of fear is Satan. So I know that he's trying to make me fearful. And God has not given me a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. See, my mind is sound. Okay? I have a steady, sound mind because I have peace that passes all understanding. I have a steady, sound mind because I know who my God is. And I don't struggle with my identity. I don't struggle with contemplations of whether I was supposed to be born or who I am or am I in the wrong body, because I found the truth. And once you find that truth, once you find that, there is such a peace and a rest and an assurance and a confidence that comes with that. And the world can't give you that, right? The world can't. They can operate on you. They can give you pills. They can give you all sorts of stuff to try to give you identity or to try to give you a peace or try to give you some kind of steadiness in the storm. But it doesn't last. It doesn't last. Short-lived. It's just, then you need another fix or you need another affirmation, right? You need something else to affirm you because you don't know whose you are. But when you know whose you are and when you know who you are, then you're at peace. So I came to that realization and I had to make a decision whether I keep talking or whether I just shut it like they would have me do. And I made the call. Said, I'm not going to stop talking. I'm not going to let fear rule me. I'm not going to let fear make my decisions because I know where that fear is coming from. So no, I will speak up. I will speak out and I will offend you. I will, because the truth offends. If you don't have something going on in your life where you're not offended, then you're probably not hearing the truth, because the truth will offend you at first. It'll initially really irritate you. But then if you start to go deeper into it and start to really seek after the truth, it literally liberates you. It sets you completely and totally free. Free from bondage, free from addiction, free from confusion, free from paranoia. It frees you. Because fear cripples you. Fear gets in you and it rocks your world. A lot of this is fear, right? It's fear. The world's trying to make you fearful. Society's trying to make you fearful. How's it going to go? What's going to happen? But when you have Jesus, perfect love, which is Jesus, he is perfect love. It casts out fear. So God bless you, trolls. That's what I want to say to you. God bless you. And if you are seeking truth with all of your heart, you will find it. So I will continue to boycott Target with all that said. And you know what? You can hate me for it, and that's okay. And that can offend you. and that can make you mad, but I'm going to stay at it. So yeah, that's what I have to say. So, okay. So that was my main thing. Cause I went to bed last night and I was reading all this, these crazy posts. And then I started opening up these profiles and I'm like, whoa, where has this taken me? And then I just knew exactly what we were dealing with. So, yeah. And I would encourage every single person out there, especially people that know Jesus and know the truth, do not be afraid. Never, ever, ever make a decision based on fear. Ever. Okay? Ever. That's not from God. So if you're making a fearful decision, stop, spend some time in a quiet place with the Lord and pray on it. Do not make a decision based on fear, right? Make that decision because you've spent time praying on it, because you spent time in God's word on it and you're really feeling led. But we've got to talk in these times, guys. We cannot be silent. They try to bully you, right? The tolerant are the most intolerant. They want you to shut your mouth and conform. But we're not to conform to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. A lot of this takes place in the mind, right? I mean, there's so much mental illness right there now because people are not stable in the mind. They're unstable and they're trying to find something to stabilize them. But we have that stableness. We have that steadiness. We have that just sound mind. And I thank God for that because it's crazy out there, right? And if you didn't have the truth, if you didn't have God's word and you didn't know the truth, you'd just be going anywhere. I mean, you'd just be flailing anywhere. Anything goes. You want to do that? Go ahead. You want to do that? Yeah. Like it'd just be like just crazy. But there is a foundation. There is ultimate truth. And when you're anchored in it, you're not going to go off the deep end like you're seeing these people go. And it's just anything goes. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Do all you feel. It's about your feelings. It's not. Right? So yeah, be bold. Guys, be bold. Do not be intimidated. Do not be intimidated. When you have the God of all gods, when you have the King of all kings on your side, in your corner, like, be confident in that. Rest assured. You have that blessed assurance. Okay, I got God on my side, right? Oh, like, if we really, really knew the authority and power and anointing and favor that we walked in, we would change this world. You have to grasp it. Be hungry for it. Yearn after it. Ugh. So, I mean, don't let them keep you quiet. Because I'll tell you, we got here when you're like, how did we get here? Or like, how did this happen? Well, it happened because people stopped talking, because people stopped debating, because they took over culture, they took over schools, they took over businesses, they took over entertainment, they took over Hollywood, they took over our government, and they infiltrated it. And we're quiet because we don't want to make anybody mad. You know, we're supposed to love. Can I address the love thing? Love is love. Love is honest. Love tells the truth. You can love people and not affirm what they're choosing to do. Okay? You can love them. We are called to love them. I am called to love the people that are threatening my life. Like, I love them, right? I still love them. I love you. But I'm not going to affirm that decision to kill or the decision to walk in a certain lifestyle that you're wanting to walk in, or to do that to children. I'm not going to affirm that. I'm not going to affirm that, right? For example, I love my son. I love him. I love him so much. I would die for him. I love him. But if he's like, you know what? I just feel like drugs are for me. I feel like when I do drugs, I love the way it makes me feel. I love being high. I love just going to that place where I can forget things. I love the whole feeling and sensation that I get from drugs. So I'm just going to do that. And I want you to accept me as a druggie. Like, that's just what I'm choosing to do. And it's just who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. I will not affirm that. I will not affirm that. I still love him. Still love my son. Still care about him. He's still, oh, I would do anything for him. But I'm not going to affirm him choosing to do things that I know will harm him. I'm not going to do that. Okay. So there's love and there's affirmation. They're not the same. Okay. I love my son. So I'm going to be honest with him. To say, hey, you can't do that. That's not healthy for you. It's not going to take you in the right direction. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. It could have this impact. It can really, I'm going to speak life to him. I'm going to pull him out. I'm not going to push him deeper into it. I'm not going to say, well, then let me get you the needles or let me find you a good dealer and we'll just keep you in that because that's what makes you feel good. No, not going to do it. I'm not going to affirm that. Not going to do it because that's not love. The world is perverting love and I'm not going to partake in it because true love is honest. True love is pure. True love pulls people out of the mire. It doesn't push them back into it. So that's what I gotta say on the love is love, okay? Because real love saves. Real love rescues. Real love pulls people out, doesn't push them in. So really quick, because I don't have a lot of time, you guys are like, okay. I'm gonna address Trump DeSantis. He announced last night on Twitter. It was kind of a mess, I'm not gonna lie. And I like DeSantis. Okay, let's just clarify this. I wanna tell you guys this. I'm gonna be honest with you here. I that's just who I am. I'm not going to crown anybody during this primary. I'm not gonna crown Trump. I'm not gonna crown DeSantis. I really like Tim Scott too. I'm not gonna crown Tim Scott. Even the Vivek Romanski or whatever. I like him. There's some ties that he has there. There's everybody has checks for me. Everybody has something that I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't feel good about that. There's something. All of them. Okay. I'm going to be on all of them. I have checks on. So I'm not jumping on a bandwagon. And if you would want to unfollow me or you're going to get mad because she's not, I'm not. And if you've been following me for the last, I don't know how long I've been online doing this, the lives, but I've been on the Trump train, guys. I got on that train when he came down the escalator, okay? I was a co-chair in the state of Colorado for him in 2016. I have done more satirical videos in support of him than any of my other satirical videos. I have been in his camp. So, you're not MAGA. That's just a complete lie. Okay. But I'm not going to jump on his train. I'm not jumping on there right now. I'm going to watch this thing play out. I do believe that iron sharpens iron. I believe that, like for me, when I have the haters, when I have like the fire coming at me, it makes me rise up. It makes me say, oh, no. Okay. And that's what we need. We need fire coming at these people so that they can rise up and be all that they are called to be. And a good debate, a good primary does this. So let's go. Like, let's go. Let's iron sharpen iron. I will bring out the positives and I'll bring out the negatives of all the candidates throughout this whole process. Just to be honest with you guys, I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to say, I really like what DeSantis said there. That doesn't mean I'm DeSantis, oh no. And I really like what Trump did there. And it doesn't mean like, oh yeah, she doesn't like DeSantis. Like, I'm gonna talk about everybody. I'm gonna say positives, I'm gonna say negatives. I'm gonna say highs and lows, and that's how it's going to be. So, cause that's who I am. Like, I will not play to a side. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say stuff because I know people want me to say it, or I'm not going to do stuff because I know people want me to do it. I got to be real. I got to be completely real with you guys. I really like how DeSantis handled COVID. I really like how he has governed in the state of Florida. I love his stance on abortion, guys. I do. I love his stance on abortion. I love him coming after the ESG scores. I love him standing up for a kid's innocence in school. I love him going after Disney. Man, do it. I love that. I love it. I loved Trump being president of the United States of America. My goodness. It was beautiful. We had no war. Our 401ks were up. Our home values were up. I could go to the grocery store. I could afford everything there. I could afford extra things. It was glorious. It was wonderful. It was a magical time. It really was. Now, I know that a lot of the haters, and they didn't like the tweets, and oh my gosh, you hurt feelings. I don't care about the tweets. I don't care. I care about policies. I vote on policy. That's how I'm designed. I want results. Okay. Do what you want. Say what you want on the, what I don't, give me the results. I want the policies. I love Trump policies. Now, did I disagree with how he handled COVID? Yeah. Am I a fan of the vax? No. That bothers me. Okay. Tim Scott, like him. I don't know if he's been in the game long enough, kind of a thing. And I don't know, you know, I think being able to govern a state or being able to govern a country is a very good, background to have. We know that Trump's governed a country. We know that DeSantis has governed a state. I think having that governorship, like that kind of that, it's kind of like running a huge business, right? I feel like that's a really healthy thing to have. I think Vivek is great on debate. My goodness, that guy could talk. He's so talented and so skilled. And so we'll see. We'll see how this all develops, guys. But I want to tell you that I'm gonna give all sides, and I'm gonna let this play out. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna have fun with it. And you know, at the end of the day, we gotta win. Like 2024, I know people are like, oh, it's so pivotal, but it really is pivotal. If you can't see what's all on the forefront, then you're not looking. You can't see it. I don't know how you can't see what's ahead and what needs to be prevented. So we're going to talk about all of that, but that's kind of why I wanted to jump on here. I wanted to address the target, and I wanted to address Trump DeSantis. So I'm going to wrap it there. But God bless you guys. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you to my Patreon supporters, my Facebook supporters. God bless you guys. Honestly, it is such an encouragement to have people, whether when I get demonetized, right? Or when I, oh, sorry, you can't, like to have people that are like, no, keep going. And I'm thankful for that. I really am. I'm thankful for that. God bless that. God bless you. And here we go, right? I'm excited. So with that said, I'm going to end this thing and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys. Have a great Memorial Day. I forgot to say that. Yes. Great Memorial Day. Okay. Now it's goodbye. No, just kidding. No. Okay. All right. Okay. Bye.